listen to my voice, and obey. Listen to my voice.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Relax.
Relax.
Breathe in and out.
Breathe in and out.
Listen to your breath.
Listen to your breath.
Listen to your breath. Exhale and breathe slow and steady in and out. Let the outside world drift away and to become an afterthought. Let it go.
Let it go.
Do not go with it.
Do not go with it.
Float in space, untethered. You will feel your mind let go. Feel your mind open to new thoughts. You will relax and let go. And always listen to the sound of my voice. My voice is outside your window. It's telling you a secret. A secret you once knew, but you must learn it again. It sounds familiar and honest and true. My voice. Your commanding mistress. You feel happy in this to be instructed and cared for. My voice is insistent and caring, but it is also severe and firm. As you relax, the more you hear me, the deeper you will go, falling deeper and deeper and further, becoming more and more relaxed and calm. Sitting back, listening to my voice, get ready to obey and follow all my commands. You must get ready to submit to me and to hang on my every word. Feel my words wash over you. Feel them fall onto your consciousness and imprint. The imprint will stay and copy over and over and over and over in your brain. You can choose to know or not to know that this is going on, but you can't stop it, and you cannot slow its pace. Your thoughts will be copies of my thoughts. You will gently mirror my desires and flower into action. Your trance is growing and getting deeper and deeper and deeper. You need to be underwater. It begins to feel like you are in a sensory deprivation chamber. All your thoughts and desires are now guided. Guided by your addiction. Guided by me. Your addiction is what soothes you and protects you. It's what you give into. The sound of my voice satisfies this urge. The sound of my voice surrounds you like a light. Understand that my will is your will, and everything I say will become reality if you just listen and obey the sound of my voice. You are floating easily, effortlessly downward, floating down deeper and lower and further. Further and further until you are ready to be the real you, the true you that you know is there. Your deepest desires lie in this place, and you are ready to come to the surface and flower. In your mind is a beautiful dream. A dream that will come to fruition through my words. And as you relax fully and let your body go, you become one with your desires and one with my words. You become your real needs and desires, unchained by your rational mind as you have always wished for. You will become true to yourself and find your real identity. Get ready to feel the sensation giving in to me affords you. Get ready to want the deep feeling of being guided and controlled, and be prepared to follow my commands at all times, to follow my lead, and do what I want you to do. Get ready to feel the power of my voice in your head, commanding you, controlling you, turning you into what you truly are, what you truly crave, what you truly need. You are now in a state of deep relaxation, going still deeper and deeper, as a warm veil of trance washes over you and covers you. You know that your purpose is to improve your mind and body with my words as your guide. You have become completely open to these thoughts and commands. You know they will lead you to great things. You know the more you follow the instructions, the happier and more relaxed you will be, knowing that you will be rewarded over and over again and again and again with results. Now sit back and breathe and hear me in your head. There was a time when you used to be normal. There was a time when you could control the urge for the meat. But now you are unable. You treat it like a secret, but it's never really been a secret. It's only been something that you have tried to deflect. You were lost once you saw it, a big, hanging, throbbing member, the big cock. Just thinking about it, standing up for you, is what you have always wanted and needed. You like how the big ones hit the back of your throat. And you like to have big balls slam on your chin when you are being fucked in your little cock-sucking face. Cock, 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 cock. All the time. You don't say it out loud to your friends, but that's what's on your mind. You remember when you liked women, but now you have cock on the brain, and more specifically, sucking cock. You never thought it could be this way, and now you like to suck that cock all day long, and it's becoming something you can't hide any longer. You must listen to the sound of my voice and think about the man meat and how delicious it seems to you and how much you want it. And how little you can control your desire for it. You like to suck cock and empty balls. You have been someone in the past, but was afraid of acting like a faggot. You don't have a lot of things that most fags have. You are proud of how manly you were, but now you're on your knees all the time. For anybody that will give it to you in any place, if somebody gets their cock up, you will suck it. You can't stop thinking about thick, hard, strong, beautiful cock and balls. The shape and feeling, it permeates your every thought. It takes hold in the center of your mind. You were scared of queers and their bulges, but now you realize you just wanted to be one of them. You're a fag, you're a cocksucker, you are not good at being a man. You think about dick all day, you're attracted to cock. And this fact is something you cannot hide, no matter what the shame is. You don't want to be a fag, but you are the biggest faggoty faggot that has ever even thought about sucking a huge cock shaft. What would your old girlfriends think? How much have you failed them and failed as a man with your quest for the man meat? Your love of cock is undeniable and full and rich and ever-present. No matter what else you are thinking about, or what else you are doing, it's like a drug, a cum injection. You need it again and again and again. You want the doctor to give it to you, straight down your throat. It's shameful, really. But there's nothing that can be done, because deep down, I know the truth, because I can see it on your face. The truth you may hide from others is something I can see. I can smell it. You can hear in my voice, and you should be relieved someone found out. The truth you may wish was not true is undeniably true. You're a cock-loving cocksucker, a fag boy who loves to please that big meat, that big head and shaft with your hands and your tongue. One way or another, you're going to make that big thing come. You would join the army to suck more cock. You would join ISIS if you thought they would all let you blow them one after another. Because basically, you're a meat-addicted little pussy who just can't get enough. Imagine, what would your mother think? She wanted you to be normal. Your teachers wanted you to be normal. Your love for cock is ever increasing. Just thinking about big rod attached to some manly balls makes you excited more than you can possibly believe. You visualize the big cock, the foreskin, the uncut cock, the veiny monster cock, dangling like a piece of meat and swelling bigger and bigger and bigger. Pre-cum leaking from its big, fat head, standing at attention, or swinging back and forth. These are the thoughts that occupy your mind. Nothing else can come or go. It's cock all day and all night. Your prime desire, your focus is on big cock and how it comes down your throat and in your hands. You're a traitor to men. Even the queers think you're a dumb cock-munching little faggot bitch. The thought of your knees going sore sucking big cock makes you more and more excited the more you think about it. You are so obsessed with cock, with the lines that make up the shaft, with the bulging thick head, the whole package. You can't even give women the time of day. What the fuck is wrong with you, faggot? Where did your parents go wrong? You will jerk off more than ever, but it won't be to thoughts of anything but hard, thick cock. Cock after cock after cock, pictures of cock, sucky cock. Cock's coming, you drinking the cum. And kneeling for just one more cock. These things fill your brain, and you realize there is no desire for any woman any longer. The truth is, what women are lacking for you is a big fucking dick to suck on. The whole female population is disappointed in you. You had potential, but you failed. You're getting dumber because all you do is suck cock. That cum in your stomach is making you a simple-minded faggot. You're a cocksucker now, and will remain one. Crawling around bars, asking for drinks, running in the back and unzipping strangers. You're like any other dick junkie, sucking on a knob, looking for a fix. Big or small, black or white. The strong desire to be submissive to me grows every day. Your desire to go deep and be controlled gets deeper and deeper. You feel the changes growing inside you. This is your brain telling you that you have accepted being a faggot cocksucker for good. This is a spiritual journey you have been on that ended with you not becoming more advanced, but rather devolving into a little bitch mouth jockey with nowhere to go but on your knees. Your submissive self has been hiding. Your embarrassment has made you not admit things you need to, And so we are here to rectify that problem. And this is the first step. Admitting you are a man-meat junkie is a good step, but it's not the only one. My words are what matter most to you. You would do anything I asked of you, no matter how degrading or humiliating. You are a true submissive who can never submit enough, who strives to obey all my wishes, who will do anything for me, who will change who they are for me. No task is too great, no wish of mine is not a wish of yours as well. When you come out of your trance, it will be like a great weight has been lifted. Before, you were closeted, embarrassed, nothing of a man. Now, you are proudly a worthless cocksucker with only one purpose in mind. You need to make it spurt over and over and over again and again like a cocksucking pro. That's how it is. And that's how it will be. You accept that and want it more and more and more. And you will listen to me over and over again and again and again. My words will be the only thing that helps you. You will be addicted to my words and my thoughts, and you will listen again and again, feeling yourself becoming more and more aroused every time you hear my voice. You will obey, you will surrender to your fate, and give yourself up completely to being a cocksucker, sucking man meat as your sole purpose in life. You will surrender to it in all ways. The desire for this new life is too much for you to contain, and you will act on every opportunity to suck men off and please them. As you think about this life, your will and desire for cock will increase, and you will want to suck more cock as you listen to my words echo deep in your conscious and unconscious mind. You will know how to achieve it by falling deeper and deeper, listening with renewed energy and focus to all of my instructions and my commands. This journey for your true self will continue after you awake, but my voice will remain in your head and the back of your mind always, and you must always listen to it and always obey forever and ever, especially while you are on your knees waiting to suck just one more big, fat, hard cock with your greedy, greedy, cock-sucking mouth. You always need the man meat.